This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. In episode 283 of the Happier podcast, I recommended the brilliant, hilarious, poignant, page-turning memoir, Born a Crime, Stories from a South African Childhood by Trevor Noah, who's a comedian and host of the TV show The Daily Show on Comedy Central. You've probably heard of the book or already read it. It was a number one New York Times bestseller and was named as one of the best books of the year by the New York Times, NPR, and Booklist, among others. Since I read it, I found myself referring often to one particular passage that really stuck in my mind. Trevor Noah described how even with all the restrictions of apartheid, his mother took him on all sorts of adventures. He writes, "My mother took me places Black people never went." He recounts how they drove through fancy neighborhoods, they went to the ice skating rink, they went to the drive-in movie theater that gave him a 360-degree view of the city at the top of a huge hill. They went all over. He said, "My mom raised me as if there were no limitations on where I could go or what I could do." And here is the passage that really struck me. Trevor Noah continues, "We tell people to follow their dreams, but you can only dream of what you can imagine. And depending on where you come from, your imagination can be quite limited. Growing up in Soweto, our dream was to put another room on our house. Maybe have a driveway. Maybe, someday, a cast iron gate at the end of the driveway. Because that is all we knew. But the highest rung of what's possible is far beyond the world you can see. My mother showed me what was possible. The thing that always amazed me about her life was that no one showed her. No one chose her. She did it on her own. She found her way through sheer force of will." I think that observation, "You can only dream of what you can imagine," is so profound. I wonder if the internet will be a force for good in this way. Can it help people to dream bigger because they can imagine more? Because the internet has shown it to them? I hope so. I'll put a link in the show notes to the book Born a Crime. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.